الله نحمده نستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن شر ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family and his companion. In continuation of our series about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Shafi, the one who cures. Narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, whenever Allah's messenger paid a visit to a patient, or a patient was brought to him, he used to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, "Take away the disease, O the Lord of the people. Cure him as you are the one who cures. There is no one cure but yours, a cure that leaves no disease." That's narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. And this is from the Sunnah, from the Quran al-Kareem, in the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذَا مَرَدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I get sick, He's the one who cures me. There is numerous stories about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures people without medicine or without the doctors. Let's go to the stories in the Quran first. The story of the ditch. When the boy who was selected by a king was very clever to learn about the magic, the king sent the boy to someone who will teach him. So he will grow up to be the magicians. And along the way, the boy used to pass by the one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will stop and hear from this worshiper. And time after time, he was confused. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Who is the one on the right path? The one that the king sent me to, or the one that I pass by and worship you?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the signal that the one that worshiped me is the one to follow. And the king, the boy told the worshiper about the story with the king. And the boy and the man, the worshipper, knew that as soon as the king will know about their story, he will kill both of them. So the worshipper told the boy, when the king know about you, that you will be able to cure people in the name of Allah, don't tell about me. So this boy, in the name of Allah, he cured many people. And his fame reached the palace. When one of the companions of the king was very sick, he got blind, and he went to the boy. And he got a lot of gifts. And he told the boy, all these gifts is yours. Cure me. He said, I don't cure. Allah is the one who cures. If you want to be cured, witness that Allah is the only God, and He will cure you. He will cure you. So the man accepted that, and he believed in what the boy said, and he believed in Allah, and Allah cured this man who was closer to the king. So the man went to the king's companions, and he said, can see, and the king was surprised. And he asked the man, who cured you? The man told him, Allah, my Lord and your Lord cured me. So the king told him, you worship another God except me? And he tortures him until he confessed about the boy. So the king brought the boy and tortured him until the boy told about the worshipper. And the king killed the worshipper and ordered for the boy to be killed. They couldn't kill him. Whatever way, any way they tried to kill him, they couldn't kill him. So the boy told the king, if you want to kill me, I have the secret, I have the way that you can kill me. What is it? So the boy told the king, say, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy, kill this boy. And the boy put condition, if you want to kill me, I want you to gather all the people around here and say this, and then you will be able to kill me. So the king followed the boy's advice. And he gathered all the people. And with the statement that the boy advised, the king was able to kill the boy, and he was murdered. So, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy, and the boy was killed. So, all the people around, they believed in Allah. So the king got very angry. And he dug a ditch and put fire in the ditch. And everybody believed in Allah, he would throw him in the ditch with the fire. And that's how that story came. So in the name of Allah, was cured. And in the name of Allah, that story showed that only Allah can cure. Other stories, Prophet Moses alayhi salam, he got sick. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to go to a specific place and get a specific plant and to eat from it, and he will be cured. He was cured. And then Prophet Moses got sick again. Without asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went to that plant and ate from it. He got even worse. He got sick more and more. So he went to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first time I told you I'm sick, so you told me to eat from this plant, and I got cured. The second time I went by myself, since you told me about it before, and I got sick more and more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Moses that first time you asked me, you supplicate that to get cured. But the second time, you went by yourself, you believed that the cureness is from the plants. So the cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's several stories about that. Man got very sick and he went to overseas to get medical advices, and they told him, this is a hopeless case. There's only one operation and it's not guaranteed. So he went back, I went back home so he could see his family, and he come back to do the operation. While he's around, he was buying some meat from butcher. He found a very old lady who gathered bones from around the shop. And then he went there and asked her, "What you do?" She told him that, "I don't have money to buy the meat, and I get this bone so I could boil it and let my children drink the soup out of it." So this man ordered the owner of the shop to give this lady meat every week, once a week. So the lady supplicated for him in a supplication to cure him and to have happy life with his family. And that's it. And the man did not think about it. He did not think that he did something that at all to be reason for him to be cured from his severe illness. He went overseas for the operation. And the doctors were surprised. They did not find any show of illness. So they asked him, "What did you do?" He said, "Nothing." But then he remembered the story of that lady and the supplication that she supplicated for him. And he went back home, was no operation, and was very healthy. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. Alhamdulillah. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who cures. He cures the illness physically and spiritually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure your soul when you stick to His commandments. When you read and you recite Quran, فيه شفاء. In the Quran, it's cureness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the creator of everything. He's the one who is able to cure without any medicine. So whenever you feel sick, yes, it's important to take the medicine, but it is important also that you believe that the cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah al-Shafi. And this is words, al-Shafi is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you recite over and over when you feel an illness. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured the hearts from the disease, cured the body from the disease also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the disease and also can cure this disease with your soul, with your body, with your spirit. So always supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also recite Al-Fatiha. With a story that companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were on a journey, and he was asked the village that he arrived to give them some food. They refused. And then they sat around, and the leader of this village got beaten by a snake or scorpion, and they were not able to do anything for him. But then they noticed that these people here, that they went to them and tell them, our leader got beaten, and can you do something for him? He said, yes, I have the cure for him, one of the companions said. And he went to this leader beaten with the snake, and he recited Al-Fatiha on him. And after this man was cured completely. So this leader gave the companions sheep and cows and was very generous with them after that. So the companions went to the Medina, and they did not want to touch this food or this meat until they asked the Prophet about that story. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted and approved, and even asked them to slaughter and eat, and to give him something from that meat to eat with them too. So this means that Al-Fatiha is one of the greatest remedies for everything. If you have your children that they're not feeling good, just hold them, hug them, and recite Al-Fatiha on them, on their heads. So Al-Fatiha has a secret, and it's one of the great secrets of Al-Fatiha. اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشفي أمراضنا وأمراض المسلمين اشفنا من الأمراض ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم بشرنا بمغفرة وأجر كريم وقربنا إليك قربان العارفين ونزهنا عن الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وجعلنا من عتقائك من النار ومن المقبولين ومن التائبين واحفظ قلوبنا بنور أسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا يا حق يا مبين ويا قوي يا متين يا رب العالمين قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وآخر الصلاة.